get ready for Malice, a twisted new drama starring Jack Whitehall, David Duchovny, and Carice Van Houten. Jack Whitehall plays Adam, a charming man who infiltrates the wealthy Tanner family with a hidden motive to destroy them. This edge-of-your-seat revenge thriller unravels a deliciously dark mystery in a world full of wealth, secrets, and betrayal. Malice will constantly keep you on your toes. Why is Adam after the Tanner family? What lengths will he go to? One thing's for sure, the past never stays buried, so keep your enemies close. Watch all episodes of Malice on November 14th, only on Prime Video. In the dark, I played my dreams. Permaculture flows like sweet springs. I'm the daddy, but the know-how see. Creating the world like it's meant to be. Permaculture, B-I-M-P, I'm the king. Wrapping love in everything. Bring a change, making it last.
Welcome to episode 375 of the Permaculture Pimpcast, where PIMP stands for Permaculture is My Passion. The only Pimpcast on planet Earth where we discuss permaculture, preparedness, and practical living, and sometimes prostitutes. Permaculture, P-I-M-P, with soulful grace, in the PIMPcast, where we find a place, feed by the earth, one fly at a time. Yeah, y'all, so good here to be with y'all. And of course, we can't have this on a regular YouTube channel because we're on our second strike, as I told my guest a moment ago. This episode, as always, brought to you by Hickory Ridge Soap from twooldcrowshomestead.com. Turn that simp into a pimp, just like Eric Sider talked about the other day. Bam! Heaven's Harvest. Yeah, we definitely got some things going on in this world right now, and you're going to wish you had some storable food. And don't worry, Christopher Key's going to be talking about some of that as well. And also Harvest Right freeze dryers. We got a link for that down below, folks, if you are interested. And he's going to be dropping a lot of other things out there. Hey, I'm not going to waste any more time talking about any of my other advertisers on there because I want to go straight to the guest because he's going to bring the heat like he always does. But I just want to give you a community or a programming note. So right now, I just posted an interview that I did with Dr. Judy Mikovits that we were at the Healing for the Ages conference, folks. You could have knocked me over with a feather when I find out the person sitting right next to me is Dr. Judy, and she's an American hero. She truly, truly is. She was the one that blew the whistle on so much that's going on in this world right now, and you're not allowed to hear about it. So I couldn't, once again, put that interview on the regular channel. It's on the backup channel. It's on the Pimpcast channel, and it's also on Rumble, despite all the ads that Rumble tries to do to play games and not let you hear that information. Folks, you want to hear that. You want to check it out because she is dropping tactical nukes of information over there on things that you are never going to hear from the mainstream prostitutes. So with that said, we're going to go to my man, Christopher Key from Vaccine Police. How you doing, my man?
You know, I'm fabulous, brother. I was with Judy Mikovits 3 weeks ago here in Texas. And I love Judy. She is an American hero. Yes, she is, brother.
Yeah, bro. I listened to an interview you did with her. Actually, you've done a number of them with her, as I recall. And every time you turn around, man, she is so full of knowledge that every time I listen to her, I'm like, okay, wow, this is one more stone she's adding to the foundation of breaking apart the foundation of the lies that the powers that shouldn't be have been out there feeding us with for I don't even know how long, and how all of this is not taking root to the majority of the American populace by now is astonishing to me. I mean, maybe you can, I know you run in a lot of the same circles as I do, bro, and I'm just wondering, is there anything that can wake up the American people at this point?
Again, some of them will never have the eyes to see and the ears to hear, and that's what's so sad, and that's because, you know, they have been so poisoned with the water, the food, the air, the supplements, the frequencies. God spoke when we were, brother. They're poisoning everything. The 5G frequencies are going off the chain now. The vaccine is mRNA technology. Every single one of them is. And one of the things me and Judy always talks about is how they're killing the chickens, brother. Why are they killing the chickens? Because the chickens lay eggs, and the eggs have what's called IGF-1, the building block for life, brother.
Yeah, we'll get into that in a minute, but right off the bat, we got a whole lot of new people that don't necessarily know who you are because it's been a while since we last talked. And folks, remember a while back when North Carolina was upside down, Christopher was here, out here trying to make a massive difference. Maybe we'll get into that as well. And, you know, so many things in the communities around here and government intrusion, all these other things kind of blew up in his face. And he was trying to do some good work out here, but he's still doing good work no matter where he is. But for all the people that don't know about you, why don't you give us a brief overview of, you know, you and what brought you to the work you're doing today?
Well, brother, real quick, I used to be heavily involved with health and wellness. I helped bring to market a device called the Bod Pod. It's now the gold standard around the world. I've been part of 4 national championships, 3 Super Bowls. I've been on the cover of Sports Illustrated, 60 Minutes, Jimmy Kimmel, that crazy lunatic, Washington Post, New York Times, many different things. I love to help people. The government nearly 12 years ago fined me hundreds of millions of dollars, and I've got a court order for life. I can't have anything to do with health, wellness, and pain management in my great state of Alabama. That's why I'm right now here in Tennessee. And just 16 months ago, the government fined me another $6 million because, again, I was speaking out about the COVID vaccine. Everybody knows me as the vaccine police, but they don't realize I've been doing this, brother, for 27 years, and my entire life changed 27 years ago, July 30th, 1998. And that one is when God gave me beautiful twins. And my twins, as I told you guys last time, were born with the most rare disease on the planet called phenylketonuria. Well, they will never, ever eat protein, Pimp Daddy. No milk, no chicken, no cheese, no fish, no birthday cake, no ice cream. Nothing that has protein will they ever eat. If they do, it becomes toxic, goes straight to the brain, and it causes the most extreme mental retardation there is. And that being said, brother, I used to love vaccines. I used to have a bunch of health clubs, and I would pay to get everybody vaccinated because all my medical doctors and everybody told me they cure polio. And, you know, I thought they were the best thing ever that was created until my twins were born with the PKU. I go to my pediatrician, and I tell my pediatrician about my kids, and he's like, oh, my gosh, I've only read about this. I've never had a child, much less two. And I'm hugely very well-read, very well-researched. And I said, well, look, doc, you're wanting to vaccinate my children today. What can you tell me about PKU and vaccines? And he says, I don't know. And I said, well, he said, but what I can tell you is your kids are part of this new schedule that they're going to get 72 vaccines before they're 18 years of age. And again, I'm like, dang, doc, I got like 6. Why 72? And again, he said, I don't know. And I said, well, look, doc, I want to see some research. Are there any studies to show that this new schedule say? And he said, Christopher, there's thousands of studies. There's probably 10,000 studies. And I said, great. Can I see one of those? And his answer was, do what? I said, can I see one of those studies? He said, right now? I was like, look, brother, you got my precious twins, you know, on the table about to inject them, you know, this new schedule of 72 vaccines. I've got to see a study. He said, well, nobody's ever asked me, but I'll get you that study, but I can't do it today. I'm way too busy. I have it emailed to you. And 90 days later, we go back. Then the doc won't look at me. And he says, Christopher, there are no studies. But Christopher, they have to be safe. They've been approved by the CDC, the FDA, the AMA. You don't trust us. I'm like, don't trust you, brother. You told me there were 10,000 studies. Now you tell you want me to trust you? Not happening. I said, I just watched you inject those children over there and you still want to inject mine? And he says, well, you're getting awful loud and awful obnoxious. You may need to leave. And I'm like, look, brother, you took an oath to do no harm. And here it is. You're still injecting these children. And brother, I went down a rabbit hole that day that changed me forever because I realized that every vaccine that's ever been created was a bioweapon. And your listeners, hopefully more than anybody, know that because everybody known me for COVID and speaking out about COVID. And we finally got people to believe that COVID's bad, but so is polio. So is hepatitis B. So is tetanus. There is no vaccine, brother, that should ever be given to any child, much less an animal. Okay. They shouldn't give these to anybody. And now, after talking with Judy Mikovits a couple of weeks ago, you know, we got Robert Kennedy Jr. telling us, you know, that they've taken the mRNA technology out of the COVID vaccine. But now I'm being told it's in all the vaccines now, brother. Did you know that?
Yeah. Dr. Judy was, she was schooling me on a lot of this stuff, but also being at the Healing for the Ages conference, I'm there with Dr. Artis, Dr. Group, Dr. Ely, and Dr. Schmidt, and a number of others out there. And, you know, they're telling me things. It does help, because everything you've been telling me for a while now, they're absolutely confirming. And a number of others are doing the very same thing too. And it's sickening. It's absolutely sickening what they're doing. And it's only getting worse. But man, at this point, I'm ready to put my head through a wall, because I'm like, what on earth does it take to, I mean, my wife even talked about the last time our dog was sick, in like incredibly sick, we had to go in there and give her one of these shots. I don't know, rabies. I can't remember what it was. And she ain't been right since. So now she's on a different diet. I mean, if they can't even get it right in the dogs, man, I mean, is there any hope for us out there? But let me kind of lean on to that, because people are going to, what you're saying right now, there's going to be a certain number of people out there that are going to say, whoa, man, that is, I love how you came out blasting, bro, like you always do. But you said before that, I want you to kind of zone in on this one thing for a moment there. You said all vaccines are bioweapons, and I absolutely agree with you. But can you talk to us maybe a little bit more about what you mean by that? What specifically do you mean by that?
Well, let's go real quick to 1986, okay? And people need to comprehend this, that in 1986, they were basically going to scrap the entire vaccine schedule and everything, because the vaccine companies were being sued hundreds and hundreds of millions of dollars. And they basically went to Congress and said, look, we can't afford to do this. So you've got to protect us. And 1986, Ronald Reagan passed the Vaccine Injury Act that exempted all vaccine companies of any and all liability. Touché. All vaccine companies released of any and all liability. Did this happen in 1986? Okay. Not only that, they then mandated that everybody buy the product. And as we talked before, wouldn't you love to have a company that the government came in and said, we don't care who you kill, we don't care who you damage, you're exempt of any and all liability, and we're going to mandate that the public buy your product. Would you love to have a company like that, brother?
How about it? Man, to that point, Dr. Sherry Tenpenny was also at this convention. I know a lot of people have heard about her and heard about her work. She absolutely corroborated everything you just said there, and even went so far as to say, I won't mention who this person was. I kind of leaned into it in the last podcast when I was talking about some of the response of people that were attending this conference. She came right out and said it. So, and I'm going to paraphrase it a little bit. I know I'm going to get it wrong, but she basically echoed what she said. And I'm wondering if you agree with it. I know it's something of a rhetorical question, but I'll ask it anyway. She says, everything you witnessed through COVID, through AIDS, through all of these things has been a population reduction scheme. Now, that sounds like a bridge too far for a whole lot of boomers out there. What's your position on that, on what she said?
That is 100%. It was written in stone in Georgia, in the Georgia Guidestones, where they had their new Ten Commandments, where they said they had to get the population within 500 million. And people don't know this, but I was one of the last people to be there July 5th, 2022, I think it was. And I was right there at sunset. And then the next morning, the Georgia Guidestones fell to the ground. They have their infrastructure built. You people need to comprehend this is all about transhumanism. They have their infrastructure built. They only need 500 million to operate that. That means the rest of you have to be terminated. They try to do it with the COVID vaccine. Our bodies are resilient. So many people have been able to fight off the vaccine or fight off COVID, and then they try to do it with the vaccine. And now people are still living through this. And now they're trying to create a civil war. That's what's going to be trying to happen on Friday, where they're taking away the food stamps and whatnot, because they want us to kill each other. The easiest way to exterminate us is to have us kill each other, or to create a natural disaster, which is nothing natural. What happened in North Carolina, we talked about, was not an act of God. That was specifically an act of war, brother.
Yeah, I'll get to that in a minute, because I definitely wanted to pick your brain regarding what's going to happen on Saturday, or actually really Friday, because those checks usually go in on Friday. We'll come to that in a minute, but I want to stay on this vaccine thing for a minute right now. Good night, man. It's one thing to sit here and drop some pretty heavy news, which everybody, if you're a regular to this program, this is not new to you. There's a whole lot of new people out there right now. You probably got them. I mean, you just knocked their junk into their watch pocket when they're hearing this kind of stuff. But also, You don't just put out bad news without also providing, hey, there is almost certainly an antidote for some of this. So why don't we cover some of that as well? Because we know that these vaccines, most of us have been hit up with them until we realized, okay, this is one giant scam, been screwed up one side, down the other. And so many people are suffering unnecessarily. So many people are finally talking about it right now, but it still hasn't taken root. But for all of the people that kind of acquiesce when they've got a little bit of buyer's remorse taking maybe this COVID jab, or even as Dr. Mikovits was talking about, man, go all the way back to the AIDS thing and then go back even further to the Cutter event, which was SV40 or Simian Virus 40, folks. Go listen to that Judy Mikovits interview and you'll know what I'm talking about regarding that. I could, from the top of my head, explain exactly what happened there, but that's not what we're doing right now. I want to talk about for a moment there, Christopher, before we move on. You are aware, because you've been in a lot of this cutting edge stuff, of some potential solutions out there, bro. Why don't you talk to us about it? Because one of the guys who's proposed and created one of these solutions is doing time in the slammer right now unjustly.
He's completely in jail, Dr. Robert Young. And I want to cover that, but I want to go over this letter real quick, okay? Because I just got back from Washington, D.C., and this letter has 11 undeniable facts regarding all vaccines, because people hear me say that this is a bioweapon. They hear me say this. You guys need evidence, okay? And I have right here 11 undeniable facts, which I have served to all the senators, the House of Representatives, over 100,000 medical doctors, President Trump, Mr. Biden. I sent these certified and registered, and I was in Washington, D.C. on 9/11, and I hand-delivered this to Congressman Johnson and quite a few of the other congressmen. I videotaped this so people could see this, because why this letter is so important, brother, is because once you put these public officials on notice and they do not allow us, the people, to know these 11 undeniable facts, they themselves could be held civilly and criminally liable, okay? And that's why it's so important for you guys to read these 11 undeniable facts. And I want to read just five of them real quick, okay? The first one is so important. And this is what drives me crazy about Robert Kennedy Jr., why he doesn't bring this up. Because in 2011, Wyatt versus Bushwick, the U.S. Supreme Court ruled that all vaccines are unavoidably unsafe. Did you hear what I just said?
Wow. Unavoidably unsafe.
And basically what that did, when that went into effect in 2011, it basically said, look, if you people want to continue to take these bioweapons and you're damaged and you die, you can no longer sue the vaccine companies anymore unless they commit fraud. And that's what we've done with these 11 undeniable facts, because if they don't disclose this information, what I've had people do is take these 11 undeniable facts, give this to their medical doctor, and then if they don't disclose this to the next patient, and that patient dies, they themselves could be held civilly and criminally liable because you pierced a corporate veil and they no longer have plausible deniability, okay? And then it's so important, and people need evidence. This is the evidence right here. Number two, none of the vaccines on the US CDC recommended childhood vaccine schedule were tested against an insert saline placebo in clinical trials. Robert Kennedy Jr. Del Bigtree in 2018 sued HHS, the company that he's now the secretary of, to release the safety studies. Because in 1986, Ronald Reagan said we had to do safety studies every other year to make sure if they're exempt of any and all liability that they were doing something to make sure our safety was in place. So they sued to release the safety studies. And in 2018, they found out not one single safety study was done, brother. Not one. And then we go into the HHS lawsuit shows that no safety studies have been done or conducted on vaccines for 33 years. Compensation for the vaccine. Okay, if you can't sue the vaccine companies anymore, you have to go through what's called vaccine injury court. And the most you can get if your child dies or damaged is $250,000. Okay. And the prostitutes, as you like to call them, and I do too, and the television and the talking parrots tell you they're safe and effective, safe and effective, safe and effective. Okay. HHS did a study to see how many people report to VAERS, and less than 1%, because it's so hard, hard to get done, less than 1% report. And even with less than 1% reporting and only $250,000 being paid out over, and this was done in 2022, $4.4 billion had been paid out to those that had been damaged or died. Does that help you believe how safe and effective they are? 1% of the population report, and $4.4 billion has been paid out to those that have been damaged. And right here, number five, that I want you guys to realize, the CDC, frankly, is a vaccine company. It owns at least 50 vaccine patents, and they buy and distribute $4.6 billion of vaccines annually through the Vaccines for Children program. This should disgust every single one of you guys, because this right here is a cash cow for them, because they know if they can get you at birth to inject that precious child that came into this world perfectly with MRC-5, which is the aborted little baby boy that they murdered to grow out your vaccine. WI-38, the little baby girl that they murdered to grow out your vaccines. And we can't figure out why we got little boys and little girls that don't know whether they have a penis or a vagina. I'm here to tell you the reason why is because they're both being injected with DNA from both male and female, brother.
Well, that's about as mic drop as it's ever going to get, folks. And I want to add to that also, if you think Trump's coming in here to save you, remember that interview I did a while back with Dr. Brian Artis, that when Trump was in between his first and second term, Brian Artis himself had hand-delivered to Trump himself the information regarding just some sensitive things regarding COVID. And then Trump's response to him was, yeah, looks like it's a solution, but keep it to yourself. So, folks, if you think any of these people, these politicians, these prostitutes, these profligate liars, there's a whole lot of peas in there. If you think they're coming out there to save you, no. It's people like us that are on this front line that are risking everything to tell you this information. People that have suffered greatly, like my guest here today and a number of others. And speaking of people that have suffered and are suffering as we speak is Dr. Robert Young. So tell us what his great crime was and why he's locked up in the Hoos Gal right now.
Dr. Robert Young is in the slammer right now because of a simple product called Masterpiece, which is a miracle. 200 peer-reviewed published papers proving the nanobots, the nanodots, the mercury, the aluminum, the snake venom peptides, the graphene oxide. David Icke, they did a study with David Icke and his people in Australia, and the IP addresses are being disconnected. Alex Jones, one of our guys was out with Alex Jones today and yesterday, and there's a device that you can measure to see the self-assembling nanobots in your body. And Alex Jones himself had 7 self-assembling implants, and every one of his staff had self-assembling implants. And we've seen people using Masterpiece, and it gets rid of the self-assembling implants. It gets rid of the mercury, the aluminum, the snake venom peptides. Because again, brother, I believe there is no disease. All there is lack of cell-to-cell communication. And when the cells quit communicating with each other, it causes inflammation. And that inflammation has many names like cancer, COVID, measles, mumps. And you have to make the cells communicate, and you have to get those toxins out. And Masterpiece is a miracle. You guys need to check that out. We believe it will get rid of the nanobots, the nanodots, the mercury, the lumen, like I said. And then you have to make the cells communicate. These little chips right here, as we talked about last time, is what got me into every NFL locker room in the country. Because any pain you have in your body, you put it where the pain is. The pain is greatly decreased, if not gone. We don't sell these. We give these away to anybody in the world that wants them for free, unless you live in Alabama. If you live in Alabama, brother, I can't ship up to you. God spoke and we were. You know as well as I do, everything is frequencies. And what this is a hologram, okay? Holograms are storage centers for information. A lot of your cell phones, your laptops, they all have holograms in there. That allows them to store more MAGA memory, okay? And what we've been able to do is take that hologram and using frequencies, using Tesla technology, Rife technology, and scalar waves, embed the frequencies of God, for God, and with God, and then you put it in the energy field, and then it signals your body to do what God intended to do, and then you use the Masterpiece to get rid of the toxins. And as Judy Mikovits will tell you, the icing on the cake is IGF-1 derived from deer antler velvet. And we talked about that before in the past. They're killing the chickens because the chickens lay eggs, brother, and the eggs have what's called IGF-1.
Yeah, it sure is funny that you tried to send me some of that Masterpiece and one of your homeboys did the same thing. Sure is funny that it ain't making it to me. I mean, and that seems to be a regular occurrence around here when people have things they want me to try out or take for a test drive or whatever. for some reason, I don't know how many times I think he tried to send it, never got here. You tried to send it, ain't never got here. Sure is funny how, you know, this stuff is not making it to my front door, even though a number of people have tried sending it to me. So talk to me about Dr. Robert Young. I mean, what do they have him in the slammer for? I know that it was a BS charge, and it's driving me crazy because, you know, this guy has proven over the years to be one of the most selfless people out there in this space. And they got him locked up in the clink for what?
Again, I get to talk to him quite regularly. Matthew, the inventor of Masterpiece, talks to him every night. And I've been able to do an interview with him a couple of times from prison. And basically, he was able to take Masterpiece and take it down to the nano of the nano of the nano level. And what it is zeolite. And he's been able to make this product so it goes in and attaches to all the toxic chemicals and pull it out. And they don't want you guys to have access to this, that they don't want you to get rid of all the toxic chemicals in your body. So they drummed up some charges, four counts, where they said he was practicing medicine without a license. It's completely, totally ridiculous. One of the counts was that this woman, let me go back. This woman who was on the Oprah Winfrey show, and then also was on the Today show, and he talked her through how to allow her body to cure its own cancer, which it did. And then this lady got sick again, and the government came in a couple years ago and shut his entire clinic down. He had a beautiful farm in California. They shut everything down, and this woman wanted, you know, his help. So he's like, look, I don't have my farm anymore. You know, she said, but I'm coming. So he bought a hotel room for her, and then she came out, got her taken care of. This woman was sent home to die, and she's still alive today. I think she's almost 80, maybe 90 years of age. And one of the counts was elderly abuse because he had her pay back the hotel room that he had to pay for. And because it was more, she was there for quite some time, and she paid it back. And because it was more than $500, they got him on that charge also with practicing medicine without a license. Again, they don't want people like Dr. Robert Young talking about these technologies because he has the ability to make people realize that there are no viruses. You can't catch anything, okay? All it is lack of cell-to-cell communication, as I told you guys. There is no virus. That they don't want you to know this because the fear would be gone. When you finally realize there are no viruses, all it is lack of cell-to-cell communication. And when your bodies quit communicating with each other, then your body gets this inflammation. They call it many different names because Rockefeller Medicine could not patent what was of God, for God, and with God. They couldn't patent his perfect herbs. All they could do is add petroleum to it that does nothing but cause a problem, puts a Band-Aid on it, causes another problem, brother.
So if anybody's interested in getting any of this stuff or taking it for a test drive, I mean, how do they go about doing that?
Well, very simply, brother, they go to KNN.world. Don't be a liptard and go to CNN. It's KeyNewsNetwork.world. And at the very top, it says Masterpiece. Anybody clicks on Masterpiece, if you you don't have to sign, you don't have to buy any product, but if you sign up for it, just give us your name and a username. We make you an affiliate and we pay 25% commission. Nobody does this. It's so important to get rid of the toxins in the body, brother. It's so important. And then can I talk about making men again?
Oh, shoot. Yeah, by all means. I mean, bro, you've been here. I've been to Asheville, North Carolina. Half these guys walking up and down the street here, you could dress up in a tutu and some ballerina slippers, have them sing Good Ship Lollipop, and nobody even bat an eye. So if you can somehow make testosterone popular again, by all means, break it down.
Well, brother, again, as I was telling you, Judy Mikovits, Dr. Lee Merritt, I hounded them and I hounded them and hounded them about IGF-1. And they're like, Christopher, we ain't got time to look at this. We ain't got time to look at this. And I finally got Judy Mikovits, Dr. Lee Merritt to look at this. And like, Christopher, you're correct. The building block for life is IGF-1. And a lot of people don't have any clue about insulin-like growth factor, but they're killing the chickens because the chickens lay eggs. The eggs have what's called IGF-1. All your listeners probably have heard of human growth hormone, HGH, human growth hormone. It is the building block for life. But when you take it synthetically, which I can't afford, I don't know about you, it costs $2,000 to $4,000 a month. It's synthetic, so I won't have anything to do with it. And you have to inject in your subcutaneous fat, When you do that, your liver transfers it to what's called IGF-1, the building block for life. And as I told you in the past, Dr. Lentini has deer farms in New Zealand where his deer, their antlers are literally the fastest growing substance on planet Earth. They grow an inch a day. And the reason why they grow so fast is because the high concentration of IGF-1 that's on the tip of the antlers, they've been able to freeze dry it out, put in a lipo delivery system that his scientists invented that they patent that gives your body 98% absorption. But more importantly, clinical studies to prove that if you do the 300,000, it increases your IGF-1 levels by 60%. This is a game changer. They just came out with the 600,000, and that's the one that I use. And they got products for the women. They got sleep products. They got stress products. And what we're doing for all your listeners, brothers, because everybody now, the men have been feminized. They've been estrogenized. They've got no gonads whatsoever anymore. They've created a men's only a men's edge product that has four natural testosterone boosters. And if anybody buys any product on the page at knn.world and they click get IGF-1, they buy any product there, we're going to give all your listeners a free bottle of men's edge. Okay. We're going to give it to you for free because I got to have men be men again because I can't do this by myself. You can't do this by yourself. And you keep hearing all those ads about men's tea. They want all these guys to get on synthetic testosterone. Okay. Why do they want you to get on synthetic testosterone? Because they know it's going to downregulate your testes and you're going to go from taking a quarter CC to a half CC to a three fourths to a whole CC. And then it's going to probably raise your blood pressure. Then you have to take blood pressure medication. And then they're going to want to lower your cholesterol. And then that's going to make it so your penis don't work no more. And then you got to take Viagra. I mean, when people finally comprehend this, this is synthetic and that they want you on this for life. What we've done is created natural. These are four natural herbs in this product that's going to increase your natural testosterone levels by 40% without taking synthetic testosterone. You're going to be waking up every morning. Your tent's going to be sprung and your sperm levels, I believe, are going to be way up. I mean, right now, 1 in 3 of the American men are infertile. 1 in 4 of the females are infertile. And in the animal kingdom, brother, when it gets to be 1 in 2, that animal goes extinct. We're in the midst of the 6th extinction right now. And it's because of the toxic chemicals that are in the water, the food, the air, the supplements, the frequencies. And we have solutions. Again, as I told you, it's a very simple protocol where you utilize the pain and energy chips to make the cells communicate. Masterpiece. To get rid of the toxins, pray for Dr. Robert Young, brother. He's in prison right now. One of the great reasons, unfortunately, is because of this product right here that was on Alex Jones the other day. And now we finally got Alex talking about this because he saw how he did not take the vaccine. He did not take the swab. None of his staff did. But every single one of them, and Alex himself had seven implants in his body, brother. 90 days from now, they're going to go back and do a retest, and it's very likely those implants are going to be disconnected. They're not going to be putting out the signal anymore, okay? This is transhumanism. I don't know how much your listeners know about it, but they want to download their consciousness into a computer and live forever, and they only need, again, $500 million to operate that. And then the icing on the cake, as I told you, the IGF-1, this allows the body to rebuild, to regrow, to rejuvenate. The food was a medicine. The medicine was a food is no more. Okay. Our food is crap. We're working on that. What you're doing with no till, no spray, regen, reag, what your son is doing. I so commend you guys. But until we get that in place right now, the solution to the pollution and allowing the body to get the nutrients it needs is IGF-1 derived from deer antler velvet. And then the men's edge is going to help people increase their men, help the men people create their testosterone by 40%, brother. And the women, we haven't forgotten about you. We got a women's only product, weight loss. Most of you people are a bunch of fat pigs. Unfortunately, you guys all know about metformin. Metformin is a pharmaceutical drug, but it comes from berberine. Okay, it comes from berberine. So Dr. Lentini created a formula of natural berberine with IGF-1. That's one of the best weight loss products in the world because everybody is not fat. What you are is filled full of toxins and water because what the body does as you take in all these toxic chemicals, it has to survive. So what it does is it hides or puts the water into the over top of the toxins and you just blow up and all you are is a blowfish with all these toxic chemicals and water, brother. What are your thoughts?
Well, I'm sitting here wondering how many guys out there walking around with limp noodles are going to want some of this IGF-1 and Men's Edge. I mean, you guys running some kind of guarantee or, I mean.
Brother, again, right now for all your people, you buy the cheapest product on the page. Okay. You can spend $40 for the 25,000 and we're going to give you a free bottle of Men's Edge. Okay. This right here. I mean, if you want to wake up every morning with a pinched tip, this happens, okay? Because again, these are natural herbs, tribulus, longjack, long talk Ali. These have been proven throughout history to increase the natural testosterone levels. And antler velvet, deer antler velvet, is ancient Chinese medicine for over 2,000 years. I mean, they know this. This is why the NFL, the PGA, Major League Baseball, the NCAA, this is why the government came in 11 years ago and shut us down, because this product right here with the chips worked, and it worked so very well, so much so that we were part of 4 national championships, 3 Super Bowls, on the cover of Sports Illustrated. We had every major athlete in the country, brother, speaking out about this, because Pimp Daddy, I knew when I found out about vaccines and I started diving into water and food and supplements and air and the frequencies, I knew nobody would listen to me, okay? Because I studied these satanic Luciferians and I knew they were using Hollywood and the athletes to control the masses. So I'm like, okay, if they're going to use Hollywood and the athletes to control the masses, why can't God, through us, use the athletes and Hollywood to release the masses? And brother, we had so many athletes across the country that was using the IGF-1 derived from deer antler velvet, and that Roger Goodell, the commissioner of the NFL, came in and sent every one of my athletes letters saying if they did not disassociate from us, they would be suspended from the league. It then went to Major League Baseball, then went to the PGA, and then went to the NCAA, and then I went to Vijay Singh. You know who Vijay Singh was?
Oh, yeah.
Well, Vijay Singh was pretty much had not won a tournament in many years. And we went to Vijay, and you can read about this in the Sports Illustrated article. Went to Vijay and said, look, Vijay, if we can get you back to the top of your game, will you tell the world? And he says, Christopher, Mitch, I haven't won a tournament in years. I don't care, because Ray Lewis, Brett Favre, all my other athletes were saying, Christopher, you know, we got to get paid. Okay, we got to get paid. And we love your product. We're going to keep promoting your product. I mean, we're going to keep taking it, but we can't talk about it because we don't get paid. But Vijay hadn't won a tournament in many years. And Vijay got on board, and he went on, brother, to win 7 tournaments in a row. He got suspended by the PGA because of the IGF-1 naturally that he was taken by deer antler velvet. They suspended him. He won, and we got unbanned by the PGA. And then a few days later, the attorney general was at our office with 12 sheriffs, got an emergency injunction, and seized everything we own, and I've got a court order for life that we can't ever have anything to do with health, wellness, and pain management in my great state of Alabama, because they don't want you to be able to allow your body to repair itself, to regrow, to rejuvenate naturally. Because the biggest problem I had with Roger Goodell in the NFL was I'm like, look, you retards, you can't ban a natural substance. It's like synthetic testosterone. Okay, synthetic testosterone is banned by the NFL. Okay, but you can't ban natural testosterone, okay, unless you castrate every one of the athletes. You can't do that. It's just like IGF-1. You naturally produce it in your pituitary gland. You can't ban it, okay? Milk has IGF-1, okay? Chicken has IGF-1. You know, meat, cheese, okay? But this is a much higher concentration, okay? And this is why all the athletes utilize it, because no athlete in the country has ever failed a drug test utilizing our product. Okay, we had one guy that took a bottle. I can't remember this guy's name, and he tainted the bottle. And this was before I was with the company, and said it had synthetic testosterone in it. But again, if we were selling synthetic testosterone, we would have been shut down a long time ago. You understand?
Yeah, definitely. The powers that shouldn't be don't want anything that's natural. Like you said a minute ago, I mean, all goes all the way back to the Flexner report. I mean, If you look at every natural product, I mean, if they can't put a patent on it, they don't want you to have it, folks. So where does everybody go to find that? And then I want to switch topics for you.
Yes, sir. Again, go to knn.world. And at the very top, just click IGF-1. And then that will take you down and you can see all the different products we offer. And like I said, anybody from this podcast that buys any product on there, we're going to give you a free bottle of Men's Edge, because I need men to be men again. And if you want the masterpiece, and again, pray for Dr. Robert Young. Again, it's KNN.world. KeyNewsNetwork.world. Spell it W-O-R-L-D. Don't be L-D and go to .com or .org or .info. KNN.world, masterpiece IGF-1. And that's where you can get the products, brother.
That's what I'm talking about. Bro, I want to change topics into something that's really unfolding right now. And it's honestly the area where I first met you. I knew about your work before. I'd seen you in a number of other interviews, but you and I were able to meet face-to-face right here in North Carolina right after that engineered hurricane that was brought through here. Yes, folks, it was engineered, and we got the goods on that. Anyway, it seems that a number of people are starting to connect the dots regarding some of these smart city initiatives, and we now know that Asheville was one of those places, Charlotte being one of a number of others. And then all lo and behold, for the folks that don't know out there, a good friend of mine is Ariana Masters, and she's been blowing the whistle on what just unfolded along with a number of others, reliable people out there, what just happened in Jamaica. We got a storm out there, kind of disorganized, you know, spinning around, doing its thing, doing loops, doing all this and that. Then lo and behold, she illustrated this in her post, the last four hurricanes that have created tremendous damage. Like a day before this thing decides to ramp up, all of a sudden, all of their ability to monitor these storms goes offline. And then when it comes back online, all of a sudden, this thing is a monster. And then next thing you know, we have some unbelievable hurricane that just lays waste to the whole place. Look, y'all, it looks like Godzilla just walked across all of Jamaica right now. And of course, Cuba is being knocked out, and who even knows where this thing may go. But up until that time, this thing was a Category 1, goes to a Cat 5, even despite going over land, still maintains its intensity. Nobody in the prostitute media is really talking about what's going on right now. But Christopher, I know almost certainly. I know if anybody has an opinion on what's unfolding right now, you do. So what are your thoughts on that?
Again, one of the other reasons Dr. Robert Young is in prison is he and I, right after North Carolina, broke everything down about North Carolina, Malibu, how both of those were not, along with Hawaii, was not an act of God. This was an act of war. This is all HAARP. This is all a dew. It's not a Mountain Dew. It's a direct energy weapon. And we proved all that. And again, right now, they have these monster towers. And we've gotten records now where we've traced these. Raphael, I would love to have her come on your show, where she can show you how these dew devices, the meteorologist devices, the radar, it actually draws, it physically draws a hurricane in. And she's been able to monitor this and see this. And then we've seen other ones where they bring up the image. And I've got other people that are doing live Doppler, and you know they called me up. I forget what the last hurricane was. I think it was the one that came to North Carolina. And they're like, Christopher, there's nothing out there. We're looking at the live feed, and the feed that you guys are looking at is completely made up. We're looking at the live feed, and there's nothing there. And then all of a sudden, you know, they seed it or weaponize it, do whatever they do, and then boom, there it is. This is completely manufactured, I believe, and there's a lot of evidence to prove this. And again, this is the easiest way to terminate us is a natural disaster. And that's why people need to be aware of these false flag attacks, because I can see earthquakes. I can see the hurricanes. I can see, you know, more fires going into Malibu. A lot of people don't know this. Larry Sinclair, he had 22 houses on Billionaire Row there in Malibu, California. You know how many of his 22 houses burnt down?
22?
He had 22 houses there. Guess how many burnt down?
Lay it on me.
Zero.
How about that?
Not one, brother. Not one. Not one of his homes burnt down. And I was able to fly into town. They wouldn't let me go down the street. So I was able to go down the beach and down the ocean and swim back and got video evidence where you can see all these homes that have perfectly green grass. They've got walls, 10 feet high and completely the house is evaporated, but the grass and the veil behind perfectly fine, and across the street are these houses that have blue roofs.
Christopher, let me jump in for just a second, bro, because your reporting on that was absolutely groundbreaking. You were the only one at the time talking about what was happening there in California, and it was blowing my mind. And the biggest thing, folks, I really want you to listen to what I'm about to say. All of a sudden, I think they scrubbed you off of X because you were out there dropping, folks, when I say he was dropping manhole covers on the heads of all of the prostitute media out there that were saying this was just a natural event. He was literally taking you to the ground over there. You could see the demarcation point of where he was. Grass is green and lush as you've ever seen in your life. And almost like a line, you would see everything burned down, plumb to ashes. Fires don't work that way, bro. It does not unfold that way. And all of a sudden, correct me if I'm wrong, but because of your reporting there, he was the only one reporting there, boots on the ground. I mean, I guess you were jumping fences. I don't know what you were doing. You were showing right there, plain as day, how everything they told us was a manufactured lie in the mainstream media. So, I mean, how exactly did that unfold, bro? Because next thing I know, you were erased from X right after you started reporting about this.
Brother, I've been erased from everything. And this is why it's so sad. I'm so frustrated, brother, because I've been doing this for 27 years. I got taken off of YouTube, Facebook, and Twitter 11 years ago before Alex Jones. They fined me hundreds of millions of dollars. They didn't find me $1.5 billion like they fined Alex, because I God called me to do this. And my grandson will never look at me and say, "Peepaw, you know, why didn't you speak up? Why didn't you speak out?" And I'm really frustrated right now because, you know, my videos, you know, get 100, 200, 500 views now. And it was so frustrating. I was there at ground zero where they wouldn't let me in. And again, you can't tell me no. I don't care who you are. You know, I'm still an American. This is a free country. You know, the armed forces, the police are out there. They told me no. And I found a way. And it was so priceless, brother. And I can send you these videos to play back. And I would love for you to retweet them because it's so important where I come back out and you got all these army people looking at me. And I asked them, point blank, and I got this on video. I was like, "Have you ever seen anything like this?" And they're like, "No, never. Never have we seen anything like this." And I said, "Do y'all know what a do is?" And they said, "Yes." I said, "It's a direct energy weapon." They said, "We know." And I said, "You guys took an oath to the United States of America, and this was a do that was used on the United States people." And they just sit there and didn't say nothing. And then I go to another part in California, and there's people in hazmat suits. The Army Corps of Engineers are in hazmat suits. And I walk up to them and try to have a conversation with them. And they take off running. I mean, they literally take off running. And this is why it's so important for people to comprehend this, because most all the people at ground zero at 9/11 are now dead. Okay, they're now dead. Why are they dead? Because of the nanobots, the nanoparticles that was in all that debris. Okay, that same thing has happened to those in Malibu. The same thing has happened to those in California. And if you people were there at ground zero in California or Malibu, and you don't take Masterpiece, and you don't take IGF-1 to rebuild the body, sadly, I believe, and I'm not a medical doctor, I would never practice medicine without a license, your family, yourself are going to be dead. Okay, because this is being done precisely to you. Why were the Army's Corps of Engineers in hazmat suits? Why? Because they know how dangerous those particles are, okay? And they had all these wonderful people out there, you know, cleaning up and helping all the debris being taken up. And Army Corps of Engineers, hazmat suits. And then I'll never forget, I'm walking around, brother, and I'm filming all this, and I keep seeing all these cars upside down.
Just like 9/11.
Upside down, okay? And I'm seeing all these cars upside down, and I'm finally like, why in the hell are all these cars upside down? So there's these big, and this is all on video, all this, I recorded all this. There's this big group of firemen doing some drills, and I walk up to, and I'm like, "Look, this is really bothering me. Why are all these cars upside down?" And the chief fireman came up to me and said, "Look, son, military Corps of Engineers came in here, and they were looking for batteries. And they turned the cars all upside down." So I walk back and I record this live that you can see this, because the ones that were there's this one car that's turned upside down, and I go to record it, and supposedly the Army Corps of Engineers turned it upside down to get the battery. Why they turned it over upside down to get the battery, I have no idea. But there's like 4 inches of burnt debris on top of it. So please tell me this. How do they turn it upside down and there were 4 inches of burnt debris, and then right next to it is another car that's right side up? So you got one upside down and one right side up. I'm telling you, what happens with the dew, it sends that frequency pulsation, and it annihilates whatever. And some of them, and some of them happen to turn upside down. And I've yet to find somebody that's still alive that had those houses. I don't know if they just all disintegrated or what, brother, because I put out interviews. I'm like, I wanted to talk to somebody that was physically there, you know, because, again, these dues can physically just annihilate, you know, whatever's left. And then the priceless thing, brother, I'm walking down the beach and I start seeing these blue chairs in the middle of these million dollar homes, and they're perfectly intact. I'm like, how is this possible? But again, what Dr. Robert Young explained to me is the blue has a specific resonant frequency that will not, I mean, it basically puts a shield, almost like a Faraday cage that keeps it from being annihilated. And everything around these blue chairs and blue marble and everything was just sitting there. The one I love was the blue chairs, because they're nothing but plastic. And why wouldn't they be disintegrated? I mean, why?
Bro, everything that you were showing right there, I mean, I thought it was the most consequential reporting coming out of that so-called fire in LA, which everybody seems to have forgotten about right now. And it was so reminiscent of what happened on 9/11. If you read Dr. Judy Wood's book, Where Did the Towers Go? Same thing you described and you demonstrated with the cars. The same exact thing that we saw on 9/11, 2001, was the same exact thing you were exposing. And I think that's why they scrubbed you completely off the internet, because I'm like, man, I was looking at your stuff, and I'm, you know, I was new to Twitter at that time, and I'm like, oh, wow, bro, this has got to be the most. And then when you realized you were being suppressed, I know you were sending me texts like, hey, man, can you help me get the word out about this? And I was like, I can't even believe this is the most consequential reporting coming out of here. So they had to shut you up. So let me kind of steer back to what just happened here in Jamaica. You know, nobody in the mainstream, I mean, when you would think that some people are calling this the worst hurricane ever and nobody's talking about it. I mean, nobody of any real consequence that has legs or anything is even talking about this thing. We thought we were, you know, walloped here in Western North Carolina. But good night, man. 175 mile per hour sustained winds, you know, gusts well over 200 miles an hour. And nobody's even talking about the plight of these people and what's going on there. I mean, there's clearly a broader system of control that's unfolding right now. And I can't help but believe that this has got something to do with it. I mean, this has all got to be connected in one way or another. It's driving me crazy, because we see all this stuff unfolding. All the information by and large is being suppressed. Nobody's really talking about it outside of yourself and me and just maybe a handful of others out there that have any kind of footprint at all. And bro, as soon as you get up and you're making noise, bro, they're playing whack-a-mole every time you turn around. What do you think the larger agenda is?
Again, this is mass eugenics. I say this over and over and over and over again. I don't know how many times I got to say it. Their infrastructure is built. It is built. They only need $500 million to operate this, okay? And they've got to exterminate you. I mean, the AI, I mean, just yesterday on Amazon, that they're doing away with over 100,000 jobs, okay? Right. They're getting the whole COVID thing was to see how they could roll this out and see if the people will allow us and allow it to happen, and we did. I mean, I thought there was no way in hell you people would have put a mask on. And I had people putting two masks on and putting freaking pantyhose over top of themselves. I'm like, what have you guys been smoking? And again, it's because of the toxic chemicals that are in the water, the food, the air. They're in everything now. And it's got to you. You can't critically think anymore. Again, this goes back to Sigmund Freud, where they know if they can put you in fear, you go into fight or flight. And when you're in fight or flight, they can program you to do whatever they want to. And that's what they're doing right now. And this whole thing about Charlie Kirk, brother, I don't know if you went down that rabbit hole, but oh my gosh. when we came out, me and Flat Earth Dave, oh my gosh. I mean, it went back crazy. And now you finally got Candace Owens and some of the other ones starting to talk about this. And I don't know what to believe, but what I do know what to believe is you do not believe the tele-lie vision. You do not believe the talking parrots and the prostitutes. I mean, this thing stinks like nothing I've ever seen before, brother. I mean, nothing I've ever seen before. It stinks that bad.
Bro, don't even get me started on that whole Charlie Kirk thing, because frankly, at first I didn't know what to make of the information at first with Flat Earth Day, but all of a sudden I'm seeing a lot of the same stuff that they claimed happened in October 7th over there. People like Max Egan have put out videos showing, whoa, man, there's a whole lot of visual manipulation going on here. So you got to sit here and ask yourself, okay, like you said, and it's my policy, if it came from profligate, prostitute liars, I'm going to believe the opposite until I'm giving compelling evidence that they are telling me the truth. Now, because we're coming close to the end here, bro, I got to hit you up regarding this other thing that's about to unfold here in just a few days. You kind of teased it out a little bit earlier, but I want to go into greater detail. You got this thing in Jamaica. You got Charlie Kirk. You got controlled event after controlled event, in my view. Now, here we are on the precipice of something that could be even more catastrophic than the other things we've talked about. And that's what's going on, what may go on, unless they pull a rabbit out of the hat. Sure is funny how we got all kinds of money for warfare, all kinds of money to give to Israel, all kinds of money to give to everybody else on this planet. Meanwhile, grandmas are over here right now figuring out whether or not they're going to eat cat food, or whether or not they're going to eat for the day a regular meal, or whether or not they're going to take the heart medication. But somehow we got all this money to give away here. Everybody wants to go on about the welfare mom, but nobody's talking about the welfare banker. Corporate welfare dwarfs. Absolutely dwarfs social welfare by many magnitudes, but you don't hear that prostitute Hannity talking about that. They want to talk about the welfare mom. I said all that to say this. We are quite literally days away from them yanking back. I mean, we're all in virtual food lines right now. Instead of people out there holding a plate waiting in line, well, we do them virtually now in the form of EBT cards. That thing, barring some deal that breaks over in the next couple of days, is about to go parabolic in the worst kind of way, bro. And what I'm saying, folks, in a nutshell, if them checks ain't happening, we've already seen, they did a little test example a few years ago down in Louisiana where them EBT cards didn't work in one Louisiana city, and those people started turning that place upside down. That was 24 hours of them cards not working. Christopher, I got to ask you, if they don't pull a rabbit out of the hat, what do you think's fixing to happen come Saturday?
Martial law.
It seems to me you got money for all this other stuff. It seems to me that this is orchestrated, like they want that to happen.
They do, brother. I mean, they look at you and I and all your listeners as being useless eaters and feeders. That's what's written about in all their white papers, that they do not need us anymore. They don't. And they've got to exterminate us. And the simplest way to exterminate us is to have us kill one another. And this is why, you know, I love my brothers. I love my blacks. I love my Muslims. I love my Catholics. I love my Jews. I love all of God's children. We all bleed red. And they want us to murder each other. And this is so sad. And this is why I do what I do to try to get the information out there. Because these entities, they're not people. You know, this is satanic. This is Luciferian. This is evil like we've never seen before. And they've been building up for this for a very long time. And this is a test run, and they're going to see. It's going to be ugly, brother. I mean, they're not going to pull a rabbit out of their hat. They want us to kill each other and have martial law so they can basically, you know, bring in the social credit score and basically just kill us off, brother. Plain and simple.
Bro, I saw it the last time I just got off the plane. I mean, I honestly thought, okay, I see that Christie gnome, you know, that Botox Barbie up on that thing when I was in there flying. And I'm like, they're asking me for a real ID. I'm like, I ain't got no real ID. And I was looking this iris scanner. I'm like, no, I'm not doing that either. Here, I'll hand you this passport. Maybe that's good enough. Oh, okay, I got through that part. Now we want you to go through that naked body scanner. Ain't going through there, bro. You better break out them gloves. So the bottom line is, bro, they already got us most of the way there. And I think, I believe that if this thing, you know what, Christopher, I'm wondering, bro, because I know you're, it just occurred to my cabeza right now. How many people you think we could feed if they redirect the money that they're spraying all this chemtrail of junk from the sky? How many people you reckon they could feed right now in this country if they just redirected the money from poisoning us from the sky and put it into these SNAP programs or whatever else is out there?
Brother, we did this after the World War II, where we started having all the little, what were they called? The Liberty Farms. They were called something. And we fed, what were they called?
Victory Gardens.
Yeah, Victory Gardens. We fed the world. I mean, it is so simple. We don't need these toxic, genetically modified organisms from Bill Gates, where he wants you to have nothing and be happy and eat roaches. I mean, that's why they're buying up all the farmland. They're buying up all the water. I mean, the writing is on the wall. And the sad thing is, when we go back to God and we go back to the land, we can grow and have everything we need. God's given us everything we needed right there. But most people believe that they have to eat these toxic chemicals and they have to eat three times a day. I mean, I fast every single day to at least 7 o'clock, and I fasted 42 days with no water. I mean, I'm sorry, with no food whatsoever, 42 days. I mean, I love fasting. You know, as a little boy, I always skipped breakfast. I never ate breakfast. But they want you in Rockefeller food also, because those toxic chemicals are making you sick.
Bro, I'm right there with you. I'm sitting here. It's funny you mention that, because I'm fasting as we speak. I'm a big, and folks, I've talked about it. I've done videos before talking about tactical fasting and how it is. Look, if you're used to eating three hots, you know, a day, and now all of a sudden you find yourself in one of these bread lines, you're going to be in a bind. But man, Christopher, I honestly believe all of this is coming to a head. And I predicted this. I wasn't the first one to predict it, but I've talked about it on this program a number of times. That 2025, if just like the Deagle Report said, we are about to see, we will not recognize this country even a month from now, if they cut off them SNAP payments, because people are going to lose their ever-loving mind, bro. And I think it's all coming together, whether it's the reporting you did on what happened in California with these so-called natural disasters. They're not natural. For all these other things that are unfolding right now, it's all part of a big puzzle. And I think we're about to see the culmination of it here before too long, and they're playing political games. Meanwhile, these prostitutes and politicians in Washington, they could not care less about you and me. Well, bro, as we bring it to a close here, why don't you tell everybody once again where they can find you, where they can find your products?
Again, KNN.world, guys. Go to KNN.world. Give me your name, address, and email. Or my direct cell number is 561-329-8434. God told me to take every phone call, return every text. I honor my Father in heaven. 561-329-8434. KNN.world to get you the paint chips, the energy chips. At the very top, click Masterpiece. And you can get your Masterpiece. Sign up as an affiliate. We pay 25% commission. And then the special we're doing for all your listeners, you buy any product on the page, and we're going to give you the Men's Edge to increase your test levels by 40%. I do the 600,000. We have the weight loss product. We got a sleep product, a stress product. If the building block for life is IGF-1 derived from deer antler velvet. And again, KNN.world at the very top, click IGF-1 to buy the IGF-1, Masterpiece to get the Masterpiece. I love you, brother. God bless. Let's talk again soon. Hey, and I'd love to bring Matthew on to go over more of what's happening with Dr. Robert Young and really break this whole thing down. And we could even get you an interview with Dr. Young from prison if you'd like to do that too, brother.
Yeah, bro. We'll definitely have to work that out, because I've often said on this program, you're either an activist or an inactivist. Either way, you're involved. And when you have people, you know, people that have a body of incredible, unbelievable work like Dr. Young and a number of other political prisoners out there that are in, you know, lining jail cells right now. Meanwhile, we have people that are known criminals that are walking free right now. Bro, I'm going to do everything I can to put the light on them, use anything I can in this considerable platform to make waves. But folks, it's getting crazy. We are living in, I suspect, what Shakespeare called the winter of our discontent. And I think we're perilously close to that, folks. Look, y'all, you know the deal on this show. I want to thank Christopher for coming on, and folks, he's giving you all the information out there, things you really need to know about, things that are probably going to move the needle in a big way in your life. We'll leave the links for all that down below. Folks, it's a crazy world. You know the deal. Till next time, stay alert, stay alive. I'm grooving with the truth, truth, truth. Feeling nature's groove, groove, groove. We got the answers, all we need to do. Listen to the earth, they got us through. Let's see the shame, watch the world spin. From the smallest sprout to harmony begin. In the cycle of life, where the magic's alive. Tune it to the beat, feel the vibe and thrive.
Looking for more than just pain relief? At Ability Chiropractic, they help your body do what it was designed to do, heal naturally. Their doctors focus on spinal and nervous system alignment to restore balance, energy, and overall wellness. From infants to grandparents, families across Columbus are discovering that true healing starts from within, not from a prescription bottle. Experience what natural healing can do for you. Book your appointment today at abilitychiro.com.